The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome in, Thursday edition, Bruce Hooley Show, Monday, Thursday edition, as we are in Holy Week, and that's a good time for me to remind you that we will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Good Friday. We hope you are observing what Good Friday means in the Christian holiday, the day that Christ was crucified, and we look forward to the joy of Easter and Easter morning, but we will not be here on Friday, so we'll be carrying network programming, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager, but we appreciate the fact that you're joining us today. And we look forward to covering a lot of things today. When you get to a movie early enough, you get the additional bonus, if you don't mind them, of coming attractions, right? What's on the horizon? What other movies might be coming? Well, we're getting a preview of coming attractions today about what could be ahead of our country and our county. As in New York City today, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will both be there. They will not be in the same place. They will not be remotely in the same place, either literally or figuratively. You say, well, okay, that's New York City. That's Biden. That's Trump. What does that have to do with our, you said, county, Bruce? Well, what it has to do with our county is that in the primary a little over a week ago, Democratic voters in Franklin County favored Shayla Favor as their prosecutor of choice. And Shayla Favor will, I'm sad to say, unquestionably be elected in the fall because she has the one qualification you must have in Franklin County to be elected. Is that competence? No. Is it equal application of the law, expertise, integrity, character? No. It's a D next to her name. She's a Democrat. Every major elected official in Franklin County is a Democrat. Judges have to switch their political affiliation from Republican to Democrat to get reelected. So Shayla Favor is going to get elected in the fall. It's not a disparagement of John Rutan, who's running on the Republican side. It's just a fact. And I've told you that I will always tell you the truth here. John Rutan is not going to win. And to make sure, the Dispatch has already gone to great lengths to disparage him. And honestly, John Rutan has said some dumb things that give the Dispatch license to disparage him. But the coming attraction that will be previewed today in New York City as it applies to the city of Columbus is how officials in New York City have demonized and diminished police. And that's the coming attraction, because when Shayla Favor is elected Franklin County prosecutor, our police are going to be in for what police in New York City are experiencing right now, which is a lack of respect from elected officials, a lack of protection from elected officials, and rampant violence directed toward them. Today, there will be a wake in New York City for 31-year-old police officer Jonathan Diller, who was shot to death by a career criminal the other day. Career criminal was parked in an area where he shouldn't be parked. Diller walked up to the car, guy shot him, killed him. The guy who did the shooting had 21 prior arrests, mostly for drug-related crimes and assault. The guy sitting in the car with the murderer is another career criminal whose nickname is Killa, K-I-L-L-A. Isn't that lovely? You may have seen online pictures of Diller's one-year-old son wearing a T-shirt that said, "My father's life matters." Well, no, it really doesn't. Not to the elected officials in the city of New York, and that is what is going to be ahead of us in Columbus because of Shayla Favor's attitude toward police. She has already been on record criticizing the lack of transparency in the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office on cases involving, what, juveniles who steal cars? Carjackers? The plethora of murders committed by and against teenagers and people in their 20s in the city of Columbus? No. She's on record criticizing a lack of transparency in the prosecutor's office on cases involving police officers and how long it takes for the cases to be resolved, which is a kind way of saying for the police officers to be convicted of something. If you want to know where Shea LaFever stands on taking a measured approach to anything involving a police-involved shooting, consider that in her role as a Columbus City Councilwoman, until she was reelected to it and a month later decided she would run for prosecutor, because then she could really, really enact her brand of social justice. In her role on Columbus City Council, she sponsored a scholarship for Casey Goodson. Casey Goodson, of course, the 23-year-old man who waved a gun at Franklin County, then Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade, while he was working a federal marshal's task force. Meade confronted Goodson, who would not comply with orders to put a gun down. Meade shot Goodson. Goodson died. We've already had one trial. We'll definitely have another because Jason Meade can't be allowed to walk free thanks to the refusal of a jury of his peers to convict him. Shea LaFever is going to do everything she can. She's a Democrat. Everything she can to put Jason Meade behind bars. So that's the preview of your coming attractions. And it doesn't conjure in my mind a difficult scenario to envision in the future where we have an official of one of the police unions here locally writing a letter to someone in government. It won't do any good, nor will the letter sent by the head of the police union in New York City in the aftermath of Officer Diller's death. But I will say the letter is scorching. And what this union official in New York, Vincent Vallelong, said to elected officials, appointed officials, people in the city council, people in supposedly the prosecutor's office of New York, is spot on. He said to certain people in city government, don't bother coming to Jonathan Diller's wake today. You know who is coming to Jonathan Diller's wake today? Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to Jonathan Diller's wake today. You know who's not coming to Jonathan Diller's wake today? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not coming to Jonathan Diller's wake today. Joe Biden is going to Radio City Music Hall, where he will appear with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in a big campaign event that they say will raise $25 million, the most profitable single political fundraising event in history, will be conducted today across town from Officer Diller's wake. Donald Trump will be at the wake. Joe Biden will be raising money. Biden has like an astronomical lead in amount of funds raised so far against Donald Trump. If there's anybody who needs to raise money because of the lawfare of Democrats against him, it is Donald Trump. But Joe Biden will shuffle in and hopefully not fall over and hopefully not leave in a box while Barack Obama and Bill Clinton appear to help him raise money. Now, I understand why the Democrats are doing this, because they love money and money equals power and they love power and so they'll do it. But it is a ticklish situation when the opening acts are bigger stars than the main attraction. That's definitely the case. When Bill Clinton and Barack Obama show up anywhere, Joe Biden also happens to show up. Here's Corinne Jean-Pierre explaining where Joe Biden will be today, not at the officer's wake.
This is going to be an important event to former president, the current president, that believe in what we're trying to do in the Biden-Harris administration, trying to move this country forward, trying to make sure we're protecting our democracy, protecting our freedom, building an economy that leaves no one behind.
All that and more in the Biden-Harris administration. Yes. But of course, she realizes that they do have to say some nice things about a police officer, even though they're not really even remotely bothered that he lost his life in the line of duty. So here is Corinne Jean-Pierre assuring you that all their minds are also with the officer and his family.
Look, our hearts go out to this officer who tragically lost his life in the line of duty. We're also praying for his family during this difficult time.
No one believes that.
Who now has an empty seat at their dinner table.
No one believes you pray.
President Biden is deeply grateful for the sacrifices police officers make to keep our community safe. This shooting is yet another painful reminder of the toll of gun violence.
Here we go.
What it's doing to inflict on families and our communities and our nation. And that's why the president signed more than two dozen executive actions. That's why we're able to pass a bipartisan agreement.
I can't take any more of the lies. It's not a referendum on the career criminals being out. It's not a referendum on no cash bail. It's not a referendum on the lack of consequences for actions. It's a referendum on gun violence. That's what it's a referendum on. No one believes Corinne Jean-Pierre prays. What does she pray to? The god of the Isle of Lesbos? What does she pray to? Tell me, please. She prayed to herself. She prayed to Joe Biden. She prayed to Jen Psaki, who stepped aside so the career Peter principal demonstration, continually failing up, could become a historic person as press secretary. Nobody believes you because you are a liar. Because you traffic in lies and you lie to us every single day. So there's your coming attractions. Shayla Favor in Columbus. Take cover, police officers. And Donald Trump at a wake. Joe Biden. Maybe he'll be at a wake, too. Maybe it'll be his own. You never know. Never know. There are new details, and they're even worse than the original details, on the sexual battery case involving a minor of a former Worthington Christian High School girls basketball coach. I'll share those with you momentarily. But there's also going on right now in Atlanta, Georgia, an attempt by Donald Trump to have the case against him being carried forward by Fani Willis dismissed. Trump's attorneys are contending before the same judge who exonerated Fani Willis and let her, well, he didn't really exonerate her, but he let her off the hook, could have bounced her for myriad reasons, didn't. Trump is saying that everything that he's being accused of in the racketeering case against him and 18 other co-defendants is First Amendment-protected free speech. Well, we know how the Democrats feel about that, don't we? In the wake of Ron McDaniel's dismissal from NBC. We know, in the wake of Ketanji Brown Jackson's comments at the Supreme Court, we know they hate free speech. And so, of course, they don't think Trump is immune on that. One other note on soon-to-be Franklin County Prosecutor Shayla Favor. Just so you know how much she hates cops, guess who was one of her biggest cheerleaders at her victory party after she won? It was Sean Walton. You say, Sean Walton, where have I heard that name before? Sean Walton is representing the mother of Casey Goodson in a lawsuit against Franklin County. Again, Favor sponsored a scholarship in Casey Goodson's name before the trial of Jason Mead, which that's not prejudicial toward a jury at all, that the city council in the city where Casey Goodson died because he wouldn't comply with the police officer's warnings to put his gun down. Shayla Favor sponsored a scholarship in Casey Goodson's name, and the attorney representing Casey Goodson's mom in a civil suit against Franklin County, where Shayla Favor wants to be the chief law enforcement officer. Sounds Fani Willis-like, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. So, again, coming attractions, that's what we're going to get here in Columbus, Ohio. There will be no reason, none, zero, unless you want to die, to go into downtown Columbus. It pains me to say that. I got a lot of friends at the Blue Jackets. I got friends who own restaurants. You're taking your life in your hands. I'm not being dramatic. I'm not being melodramatic. You are taking your life in your hands when you go into downtown Columbus. You just are. You just are. It's not a safe city. And Shayla Favor is going to make it less safe. And police officers are going to be less safe. And I just pray that we don't have the worst thing happen, like what has happened in New York, where an officer, 31 years old, who was basically, it's a routine traffic stop. Somebody's parked in a place where they shouldn't be parked. I'm going to go over and tell them. They'll certainly move the car. No, they won't. No, they won't. They'll just start shooting because they're a career criminal, and I don't know why they panicked. I mean, Alvin Bragg would have let him out the next day, maybe even that night. Here's the brother-in-law of Jonathan Dillard, the police officer who was slain. The brother-in-law is also a New York City police officer.
He loved what he did. He was born to be a cop. He was born to be a hero. He died being a hero. He died doing what he loved. And I will forever, forever be a better person because of him.
We need heroes in our world. We need trustworthy people. We need leaders who do not betray us. That is why the events involving Jason Dawson, the former girls basketball coach at Worthington Christian High School, are so, I can't even think of the right words. Disappointing doesn't even begin to describe it. Horrific doesn't begin to describe it. It's a betrayal. It's a violation of trust. This is a guy I knew a little bit. So many levels to the disappointment and the horrific behavior here. The newest details are that it was not just one girl, not just one 16-year-old who played for Jason Dawson, who was abused, victimized by him. It's now two girls. Both were 16 at the time that Jason Dawson had sex with them. The reports are from multiple media outlets that he had sex with one of them 100 times. This is not a, man, I made a mistake and I really, this is a school where they sit in chapel. I don't know if it's every day. My full disclosure, my kids go there. Had no interactions with Coach Dawson, thankfully. I feel horrific for the parents of these young girls. I feel terrible for these young girls. I feel terrible for the reputation of a school that is celebrating its 50th year. And here's the thing. The national media is going to delight in this. It has been a story locally for 2 days. It's going to become a national story. It's absolutely positively going to become a national story. And the reason why is because it's a way to disparage Christians. And there's nothing that NBC, CBS, ABC love to do more than disparage Christians, Christian schools, private schools, the OEA, the NFT, National Federation of Teachers. They're all going to use this as indicative of what happens at Christian schools, happens at private schools. They don't vet their teachers. They're not this. They're not that. It's, and look, I'm none of this gives me pleasure to say. This is the reality. This is the reality. And if Worthington Christian School is not ready for that reality, then they're going to be chewed up by the media monster that is coming for them to use them as fodder to show that every kid should be in a public school. There's nothing good that happens at a private school. See these kinds of things happen? Of course, all these things happen at public schools too. They don't write about them. They don't publicize them. They don't do video on them. They don't do stories on them when they happen. Or it's a one-off. They're not going to let go of this. This is going to be like a chew toy in the mouth of a pit bull. It just is. And Jason Dawson's a horribly lost person. He graduated from Worthington Christian. He taught at Worthington Christian for years before he was given the leadership position of mentoring and coaching and leading young women. And he abused that trust. He spit on everything that school stands for. He obviously allowed sin to take hold of his life. I feel horrible for him in that regard, but he must answer for his horrific crimes. He should be in jail for a very, very, very long time.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.